This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so this next item is one of those stories that make you shake your head and say, man, you learn something new every single day. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has today's indicator that the global economy is only getting more global. China and your fruit bowl this time.
A lot of things probably come to mind when you think about China. Apples probably aren't one of them. But maybe they should be. China grows about 8 times as many apples as the U.S., and they're pretty commonly used to make the apple juice we slurp down.
The bulk of it comes from China.
Carol Freisinger is executive director of the Juice Products Association.
Most of the apples that are grown in the United States are grown for the fresh market. People like to eat fresh apples.
Now, more wealthier Chinese workers are acquiring that same taste for crunchy, sour, sweet. And all that chomping is pushing up the price of apples in China. Desmond O'Rourke is a fruit market analyst and head of Belrose Inc.
The fresh marketers in China are able to bid much higher prices now for the raw materials.
Which means that there are fewer apple juice apples that cost more.
5 or 6 years ago, the average ton of apple juice leaving China was selling for $300 a ton. Now it's selling for almost $1,000 a ton.
Hello, higher prices at the grocery store. Now, with price jumps like that, you know traders are going to want in on the action. In August, the Minneapolis Grain Exchange launched an apple juice concentrate futures contract, giving real apple investors something to sink their teeth into. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.